This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
For a boy dog. Oh, I think I'm putting Liberty on my list. So here are my 10. Sox, Rex, Bruce, Claude, Zeebo, Finch, Pepper, George, Penny, and Liberty. That's a good list. That's a good list.
Okay, one more time.
My personal list. Sox, this is not in order. I could order.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Sox would be way at the top, though. Sox, Rex, Bruce, Claude,
okay.
Zeebo, Finch, Pepper, George, Penny, and Liberty.
Okay, I'll tweet him out.
That's the official Jeff Calkins boy named dog sports Memphis whatever list. We are going to come back. Chris Harrington towards Summer Avenue barbecue taco shops, so you don't have to. Wait a second. You want to? Why? Well, I mean, so you don't have.
So you don't have to do the investigation. Yes. He did the hard work for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, he did the hard work.
You get
work
to just go enjoy.
And, he also has a piece up about. All manner of things over at the Daily Memphis. We'll talk to Chris coming up next. Jeff Calkins, 92.9 FM ESPN.
The number one place for the NFL in college football. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. Listen on the radio.com app. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN.
Today, your McDonald's order could be more than an order. It could be the first meal you've enjoyed back inside your favorite Mickey D's. It could be a quick bite after getting a fresh cut from a real barber. Or it could be your way of getting back to feeling like yourself again. Whatever this order is, McDonald's will be here to take it.
Enjoy some of your morning favorites, like a savory sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, or sausage McGriddles for just $1 each. Prices and participation may vary, cannot be combined with combo meal, dining rooms are starting to reopen in certain communities.
The common mistake that's made when it comes to getting rid of rodents in the house is that you think you're dealing with just one. What you don't realize, though, is that these critters have turned your home into their home, and now it's their breeding ground. So what should you do? This is Gary Parrish, and I'm telling you, what you should do is hand it over to the professionals at Alpha Wildlife. Their trained and licensed team not only removes all the pests from your home, but they also take care of the issues that are allowing the pests to enter your home in the first place. To the untrained eye, these entry holes are nearly invisible, but Alpha Wildlife can find them and fix them. Alpha Wildlife, it's a veteran-owned and operated business. They offer free inspection and will quote you only on what is necessary, whether it's rats, snakes, possums, raccoons, or squirrels, the damage happens quickly. So call Alpha Wildlife and get those unwelcome pests out of your house now. The number is 901-305-4577. That's 901-305-4577. Or visit them on the web at alphawildlifememphis.com. That's alphawildlifememphis.com.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
We're here to help you save on the food and essentials you need. Just buy five or more participating sale items, and you'll save $1 each with card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Jeff Calkins.
You called Arthur Smith, who's a Memphian originally. Of course, his father's Fred Smith, and he's the offensive coordinator of the Titans. You recently called him the most underrated offensive coordinator out there.
Because his knack for play calling is exceptional.
The Jeff Calkins Show, weekdays 9 a.m. till 11 a.m., 92.9 FM, ESPN, Memphis's sports station. Get us on Instagram, instagram.com/92.9ESPN. Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
For a life of sin, I have paid the cost. When I pass by, all the people say, just another guy on the lost highway. Just a deck of cards.
Hi, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Let's do this Chris Harrington thing.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies and beyond. Every weekday around 10 a.m.
Oh, the day we met.
Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what were you listening to?
That is Lost Highway by Hank Williams, maybe the greatest of all country music artists, born on this day in 1923.
What are your dogs named?
My dogs' names are Louise, who we call Lou, and Juniper, who we tend to call Junie. I heard a little bit of that segment just right before, and I have a friend who, the friend's no longer in Memphis, and the dog's probably no longer alive. This was a long time ago. But I had a friend who had a dog named Hubie.
Oh, wait. Did I not say Hubie? Hubie was on my list. I omitted it. Hubie's definitely should be on there. Oh, damn. All right, I'm adding that. I actually had it written down, and I totally didn't mention it. Oh, yeah, Hubie's great. Hubie's a great name. Okay. We can talk about basketball, but let's get to the important stuff. Tacos.
I agree.
You had a tremendous story. I don't want to say it's one of your all-timers, but it's one of your all-timers on taco trucks on Summer Avenue. My first question is, how many days did it take you trips to taco? Like, how many tacos did you eat, and how many days did you go to Summer and eat tacos?
I should have kept a checklist of how many actual tacos I ate. Maybe I can go back and recreate that by reading through it and remembering. But I did it a little bit quicker than I thought I would, because once I got going, like I just got going. The thing about tacos is you can do, I was doing like two visits at a trip. And my goal initially was to visit every truck twice. There were a couple two or three of them that after one visit, I ended up not going back a second time. I felt like I sort of had enough to write about. And so I probably ate tacos just about every day, like multiple truck trips a day, every day for like about a week and a half, just about.
That's fantastic. Were you sick of them by the end?
I actually was not. I may go get tacos today for lunch. I did not get sick of them at all. I thought I would, but I wouldn't. I have this thing about tacos where I'm sort of bored with tacos that are not like authentic Mexican tacos.
Right.
Like, I don't want to name any places in particular, but like places that are like, will have tacos, but they're not really taco places. Like I get tired of that very quickly, but like you're a really good, like basic, like carnitas or barbacoa or pastor or whatever, like real Mexican taco. Like I don't get tired of that.
Okay. So I want to start with what you did not start with, which is the one that is on my list that I will go to. First of all, did you do every taco truck on Summer?
Summer and Macon. Macon, runs parallel to Summer, so I consider that all sort of one general area. I did every truck in that area that is out regularly. There are a couple who I saw when I was driving around, and then they worked there the next day, that kind of thing. And so there are a couple that you may see out there that I didn't hit, but I hit all of them that are okay. On the regular.
I want to start with Carnitas Grease. Is that how you pronounce it?
That's my favorite. I didn't make that the lead in the story because it's only open on weekends.
Oh, it's only weekends.
But that's my favorite place.
It's just weekends. I didn't notice that. It's at the Family Dollar at Macon and Jamerson. It's Friday through Sunday. It says noon to nine. And they do rib tacos, which I've never had. Had you had rib tacos previously?
I had not. The thing about it is, and the name may tip you off if you know what carnitas means, but they only do pork. Everything is pork. And so usually when you go to taco trucks, you look at the menus are pretty similar. Like it's pastor, which is a sort of a marinated pork, or it's carnitas, which is a fried pork, or it's asada, which is steak, or pollo, which is chicken, and chorizo, which is sausage. And you have the sort of similar menus at most places. That's not what the menu looks like at that truck. It is only variations of pork. And so it's a rib taco. It's what they call a maciza. I'm probably mispronouncing all of these Spanish terms. Maciza, which they call it pork meat without skin, which is some kind of just basic sort of, I don't know whether it's pork shoulder or whatever. And then they have ear and tongue and leg and basically every part of the pig you can think of you can get.
Okay. So the rib taco, explain it to me. It came with a bone in it?
Well, see, I got it twice, and it was actually different each time. So the first time I got it, it was just rib meat that had been stripped off the bone and chopped up, which is sort of what you would expect, right? The second time I went, so I don't know what you're going to get if you go this weekend, if you order a rib taco. I don't know what you're going to get. It'll be delicious, but I don't know whether it'll be the first one I got, which was just meat off the bone chopped up, or the second one I got, which was just a two-bone rib just tucked into the tortilla. And literally, when I grabbed the bone, it slid right out.
And but it had the bone in the taco. The bone was included in the taco.
Yeah, yeah. But when I grabbed the bone and pulled on it, it slid right out, and then it was just the meat.
And this is and the best taco delicious. Of your list. This is it. This is the one. The rib taco.
Yeah, that was my favorite.
All right. You started with a place called Taco and Ganas. Is that right? And then it's two different locations. One is on
Three.
Okay, where is it?
Well, they have the one truck on Summer, which is what I wrote about. But then they have a truck on South Perkins, and they have a smaller sort of satellite truck, which I've never been to. I've never been to one on South Perkins either. But they have a satellite truck in Midtown at Union and Cooper.
All right, and so what's the best thing there?
So they have what they call consomme, which is a kind of spicy beef broth, which you can eat as sort of a side dish, as sort of a soupy side dish, or you can use it as sort of an au jus, to dip tacos into. So they have that. And then in terms of the tacos, they have their regular taco, and then they have what they call their tacos en ganas, their specialty tacos. And the specialty tacos are different from the regular tacos in essentially two ways. One is it has a little bit of melted cheese in there, which, whether you like that or don't, that's
up
to you.
Isn't that antithetical to, I feel I feel too American when I want cheese on my taco. At Las Delicias, there's Taco Gringa or whatever.
Right.
It comes with cheese. And
I feel like that might be a little bit of a, that might be something of a misnomer, the idea that only Americans want cheese on the taco.
All right.
But that's not the most important difference in that taco from their regular taco. The most important difference is they take the tortillas, dip them into a spiced oil, and then fry the tortillas on the griddle. And so the tortilla itself has a taste that is delicious beyond, so that is the main difference. So I would say get their specialty tacos, which are a dollar more, and it has the cheese and the spiced tortilla. Dip that in the consomme. But my favorites that I had there were the barbacoa, which is sort of a barbecue beef, basically a slow braised beef. And then they also do the only truck I visited that does a shrimp taco, and their shrimp tacos are delicious too.
So there you would get the barbacoa taco en ganas, which comes from has the cheese and the spiced tortilla. And then you have to order the consomme
on
the side
is separate.
And dip
so
it.
I might not do the shrimp tacos and the other on the same trip because I don't think the shrimp tacos work in the consomme. So I would get some barbacoa and maybe carnitas taco en ganas, and then get the consomme to go with it. Yeah.
All right. I want to tell people there's probably Chris has written roughly 30,000 words of taco on tacos from Summer Avenue, so I can't possibly do all
of
this.
About a tenth of that, which is still pretty long.
I actually thought the picture of the Pastor tacos at the Taqueria Express number 5 look delicious. But give me another highlight or two, and then I'll let people consult this themselves.
So at the Taco Express place, they have birria tacos, which are sort of similar to the barbacoa, and if you get those like tricked out, they'll come with a smaller little tub of the consomme. Now the guy who owns the Taco and Goddess truck, like, he didn't name names, but it was very clear to me that he was accusing Taco Express of stealing his ideas.
His consomme idea?
Yeah, he said we came up with the consomme, and all the other trucks on Summer are imitating us, and that may be true, but that does not mean it's not still delicious. So there's that. I really like, there's this little truck. It's at the Exxon station at Summer and White Station, so pretty far east. And it's a small little truck that doesn't seem to get as much traffic as some of the others. I thought it was quite good, and I especially like the carnitas tacos there.
Here's the thing, though. Won't you, like, in the end, you have lunch once a day. Won't you only go back to the first two that I'm, like, why go to... The El Calibre, that's the one at Northwest Corners.
I think it may depend on, like, you know, what you're doing if you're out running errands. Like, you know, the El Calibre thing is a little bit further east. So if I find myself out more that direction, like, I could see myself stopping there. There's two trucks, the Taqueria Express, the Superman Market one, and then the other one whose name I'm going to mispronounce, but it just says Mexican street food on the truck. Those are both at Summer and Perkins. And, like, I'm not trying to give anybody free advertising, but, like, Lowe's is at Summer at Perkins. And so if you're making, a hardware store ride, I think that's a good excuse to go to one of those two trucks, which are just right there.
Okay. People can read the piece at the Daily Memphian. I have tweeted it out. It's extraordinary. And I am now officially hungry. You also have your Memphis 10, I believe, is up. And you... You started with the – I don't want to go into it forever, but you started with the football stuff.
No, we can just do the duck jokes if you want. That's probably the best reason to read the column.
Those ducks were incredible. I had tweeted that out earlier. There's a video out there in the world, and social media has its downsides, but it has redeeming features as well. Who the hell knew? Was it from China? Where was it from, that video?
It was from Thailand, I think.
It was from Thailand. They used 10,000 ducks to – what were they, to clean the field or something of pests? Was that it?
Yeah.
And so the ducks are, by the way, have you been to the duck? What's happening with the duck walk in area of social distancing? Because at the Peabody, because like people cram together around the red carpet.
That's a good question. That's something we need to investigate.
I think we do need to investigate that. But okay. On football, your fundamental view of this is football's doing like, high school, college, all of it. What's your take?
I mean, I don't have like my core hot take necessarily. I sort of meander, which I tend to do sometimes. I mean, as a general principle, I think extracurricular activities should be secondary to curricular activities. And so, like, you know, and some people might argue, well, the kids should be back in school, and so that takes care of that, and then you have to play football. And that's sort of a separate argument people can make. I feel like the evidence is such that it doesn't seem like we're quite there yet. But that's an argument people can make. But I do think it just does not compute to me to be doing football when kids at schools where kids can't be in classrooms. We've already seen, we have multiple examples at the high school and college level of COVID outbreaks connected directly to football teams. And so, like, I mean, there's a lot of there. But my other thing is just that, and I don't want to dwell on it too much, whatever, but I just, to me, it illustrates the level of, like, heightened drama. And I understand people who are directly involved in it care. I mean, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking more about, like, fandom than players. But the level of just, like, day-to-day frenzy around whether or not there's high school or college football relative to, like, all the other things that we have in the world just seems sort of out of whack to me.
Yeah, there's debate teams, there's, you know, quiz bowl, there's, like, are those things happening? Who the hell knows? We pay literally no attention to them.
Right. Well, and then nobody cares about the high school theater production, what's going on with that, right? But those are extracurricular activities that kids care about, too. They care about it in terms of what they're doing. They care about it in terms of, like, you know, going to college and, like, whole thing. Like, they all matter.
Well, one of the things I found peculiar and offensive was that when the governor, you know, he has resisted generally having statewide edicts and leaves it up to local health departments, for example, restaurants. So whether restaurants are open, whether stores are open, whether you have to wear a mask, all these big issues, he says, I'll let the local health department decide. But then around high school sports, which really means high school football in terms of,
right,
he says, the health department can't decide. Why is it the one thing that?
This is what's funny, and I probably should have mentioned this. It's not the one thing. It's that in churches, right?
Right.
Like, the two sacred things are high school football and churches.
You're exactly right. He takes away Harris. It's just pandering. Honestly, it's just pandering. Because he knows that the health department will say, we shouldn't do this stuff. And he doesn't care about health when it comes to what the health department says, when it comes to churches or when it comes to high school football. It's just insanity. Like, it's freaking insanity. Anyway, okay, we had I just had Jeff Perlman on talking about the Lakers during Kobe, Shaq, etc. during that era. It is amazing everything that happened then. I had totally forgotten that, like, that Gary Payton joined that team and Karl Malone joined that team. Phil Jackson left the Lakers and then came back. J.R. Ryder was on those teams. Dennis Rodman was on those teams.
I don't remember Ryder. The rest I remember, but I don't remember that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Like, it is. Do you Kobe really forced that team to blow up? Like, Kobe is the reason that team blew up. He said, "I won't play for Phil anymore, and I won't."
People thought he was going to get traded. I can remember, like, being in my car listening to sports talk radio one day when there's the floodgates open about Kobe is getting traded and, like, he was going to the Bulls, and that was the whole thing.
Yeah, and in the end they picked Kobe. And the interesting thing is that, I mean, it worked out.
Which was the right pick.
It is the right pick, but it wouldn't have worked out. I mean, they built, obviously, they had to get Powell. Like, the Grizzlies in the end were a huge part of that, weren't they? I mean, don't you think that was central to his second act?
Yeah, I mean, they needed, you know, you can't, it's hard to win by yourself. I mean, they had Lamar Odom, who was really good, but would they have won a title with Lamar Odom as the number two guy? I probably not.
Yeah. Okay, we'll talk more about the current playoffs when we return tomorrow. Thank you, Chris. We appreciate it.
All right, thanks.
It's a tour of taco trucks. And you should absolutely read the piece at the Daily Memphian. Sensational. We're going to take a break, come back, play a little of Writer Than Write trivia. But in order to do that, we need a contestant. The contestant will win a book, After the Jump, my collection of columns from the best 20 years in Memphis sports. I will walk myself down to the post office. I will sign the book to whoever you want me to sign the book to, and I will ship it to you if you can best our champion, Jeffrey Wright, in trivia. We will take the second caller, 535-3776, 535-3776. It's Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
I'm United States Surgeon General Jerome Adams, America's doctor. And all across our nation, we've taken steps together to slow the spread of coronavirus. Now we must continue to take personal responsibility to protect ourselves and our loved ones. Because even though not all of us risk a severe case of coronavirus, we all risk getting it and spreading it to others, maybe without even realizing that we're sick. So if we want to get back to school, back to work, back to worship, and back to overall health, there are things our country needs to do. We need to follow state and local guidelines. Take extra precautions if at higher risk. Wash our hands frequently. Stay 6 feet from others when we can. And when we can't stay 6 feet from others, please, I'm begging you, wear a face covering. These small actions will make a big difference. So I'm asking you to say it with me, America. Coronavirus stops with me. You can learn more at coronavirus.gov.
Produced by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services at taxpayer expense.
Hey, everybody, this is Coach Penny Hardaway. When I want to throw a party for friends or family, I want it to be a taste of Memphis, and that means Corky's Barbecue. Order online or call ahead and pick up at their speedy drive-thru. And be sure to tell them that Penny sent you.
Fall is a season that's a little in the middle. It's sort of the best of two seasons. It's no longer a sweaty summer, but the winter chill is still around the corner. And that's the perfect time to feed and seed your lawn with Scott's Turf Builder. Even better than spring. Because the soil is still warm, but the air is getting cool. So your lawn gets the most nutrients in the best combination of temperatures. Feed and seed now with Scott's Turf Builder. And build the best lawn for every season. Scott's. It's good out here.
I am Disinfector.
What's with him?
I told him flu shots gave us a superpower against germs.
CVS is your one-stop shop for immunity support, from hand wipes to vitamins that are third-party tested to confirm they meet our high standards.
Take that, germs!
Plus, get a $5 off $20 shopping pass when you get a free flu shot. Visit CVS today. No-cost flu shots with most insurance. Restrictions apply. Visit CVS.com and CVS.com/tested for details.
Why so serious? So raise your glass if you are wrong. And all the right ways are
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading value brand. So you can get back to the party. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
This is time that matters. A window of time to help protect the ones you love. Your preteen benefits from staying up to date with their well visits. This is your window of protection. Schedule their well visit now. Brought to you by Merck. Lovers of what
others hate. Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Listen, you go up against Jeffrey now, and right in the right trivia, you are an underdog. Jeffrey's on like a 72-game winning streak. What is it, Jeffrey?
I mean, I think the numbers speak for themselves.
Right.
I don't have to tell you the number.
Joined now by Kevin Cerrito on Twitter, at Cerrito and at Cerrito Trivia. Kevin, how is everything in the world of games and trivia?
Hey, it's going great. This week, we're always launching something new, right, in these COVID times. This week, we started our newsletter, so we now send out trivia via newsletters. You can subscribe to that at cerrito.substack.com. You go to our website, cerritotrivia.com, and find the link. So that just went out this week. That's what's new. But tonight is matching in Memphis, and we've got the big return, the first return of any talent from 92.9, as we welcome back Jeff Calkins this evening.
I'll be back on Right Than Right Trivia tonight. I may even... I'll bring the puppy so people can see the puppy. Yeah, hey, that's why you're bringing me back.
Let's see the puppy.
Yeah, exactly right. So, our contestant today is Josh in Cordova. Josh, how you feeling? Are you confident?
Oh, not at all.
Good. That's the way you should approach this. And I'm now going to turn it over to Kevin, and away we go.
To prove that Jeff really does turn the show over to me here on Thursdays for trivia, you've been avoiding this topic all day. I know you have. You don't want to talk about parties. You don't want to talk about the Memphis football team. Today's theme for Choose Your Own Adventure Trivia, trying to be righter than right. We're going parties. So every choice today is a different type of party. So your adventure is a trivia party, really. And so our contestant, you get to choose one or two as your number. What number do you want?
I'll go with two.
Number two.
I like it. All right, so we're going to go on our trivia journey. It's got to be Jeffrey, which I believe it's a three, maybe four game win streak. It's not as high. She said somebody did beat him. One person has beat him before. There's a Brock Lesnar out there.
Yes.
Okay, so we've got tea party or pizza party. Tea party or pizza party is the first stop on the adventure.
Josh? Tea party or pizza party?
Pizza party.
Of course, pizza party makes sense. There's a current event question. This week, a pizza chain became the largest donor in the history of St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, donating $100 million to St. Jude. Who was it? Name that pizza chain.
He said it. Say it again, Josh.
He said
It was Domino's.
It was Domino's. Congratulations. You're on the board.
Jeffrey, you're up.
Let's go T.
He's going to go T. All right. And you're getting question number one today. What U.S. state that is home to an SEC football team grows more tea than any other state?
South Carolina.
That is correct.
Wow. How the hell did you get that?
Tobacco and, like, yeah, what are your, you know, like, kind of the same soil. It was
That's
just a guess,
really
honestly.
Impressive. 1-1. Josh, you're up against it today. He's hot. Heat check there for Jeffrey. Over to Josh.
Wow, that was very impressive. All right, so, and very quick as well. All right, next party. All right, so we have tea or pizza. We are ready to go to either a toga party or an ugly sweater party.
Oh, toga party.
Going to go to the toga party. What historical figure did Bill and Ted take along with them on their excellent adventure in the original Bill and Ted film? They took him along with them, and this is the figure wearing, of course, a toga. So I left that part out.
Socrates?
That would be correct.
Damn,
AKA
Socrates.
Socrates, yes, Socrates.
Let's go toga.
We're going toga. Oh, and here you go. The wrestling question. As y'all know, I'm the host of 901 Wrestling. There's always a wrestling quick trivia question hidden in here somewhere. Here's your wrestling question. What legendary Hall of Fame broadcaster made his WWE debut in a toga at WrestleMania 9?
Macho Man?
Oh, no. That would be Jim Ross.
Josh moves out to a 2-1 lead. Back to Josh.
All right, next party. Let's see, Josh. You want to go to a dance party or a costume party?
Let's do a costume party.
Costume party. What did E.T. dress up as for Halloween?
A ghost.
That is correct. Oh, my
God. God, Josh, you're unbelievable. 3-1, Jeffrey. You're going to have to close the gap.
It's costume. What was the other option?
Dance.
Costume.
He's going to go with costume. What silent movie star did Pam dress up as on The Office that made her it sometimes look like she was dressed as Hitler?
Charlie Chaplin?
That would be correct.
Back and
stays
forth.
Stays alive.
Two heavyweights going back and forth. Boom, boom. Josh. All right.
All right. The next party. Do you want to go to a bachelor party or a bachelorette party?
Let's do a bachelor party.
Going bachelor party. All right. Name me the former NFL quarterback who played, quote unquote, played for 5 seasons for teams, including the New York Giants, who was a contestant on season 5 of The Bachelor. He was the bachelor on season 5. You have an answer?
Tim Tebow?
Oh, no. That would have been great. The ratings would have been outstanding.
Jesse Palmer.
He's mortal. Jesse Palmer, yes, is the answer to that
Jesse
one. So,
Jesse Palmer.
Over to Jeffrey to tie it up.
I guess I'll go Bachelor.
He's going to go Bachelor as well. Question one, who is the host of The Bachelor?
Thank God, Chris Harrison.
Chris Harrison is correct.
Aaliyah thanks you for the you thank Aaliyah
yes,
for that one.
Exactly.
So the score is tied 3-3 as we head into the final, the ninth inning of the regulation. Go ahead, Kevin.
Yes. Amazing. This is one of the highest scoring games ever. We'll see if we finish that way.
Big 12 game.
Do you want to go to a pool party or a garden party?
Pool party.
Pool party seems like an easy choice for most folks. Pool party. Wendy Peppercorn was the lifeguard at the pool in what classic comedy movie?
Oh, easily one of my favorite movies, The Sandlot.
That is correct.
Damn. 4 out of 5,
you
Josh.
You brought it today.
You're killing it. Jeffrey?
I got to go pool party.
He's going pool party as well. In Caddyshack, what kind of chocolate bar clears the pool? Both because people start screaming, thinking, of course, somebody had used put a turd in the pool.
Baby Ruth, right?
It is a Baby Ruth. That is correct.
Wow.
I didn't think
4-4 at the end of regulation.
Big 12 game here.
Very impressive. So, Kevin, what is the subject of our final Jeopardy? Final
so
right
we've been
right.
Yeah. choosing between all types of parties here. And, of course, I can host virtual parties for you. Go to CerritoTrivia.com to find out how, whether you want virtual bingo or virtual trivia at your next party. I've been doing tons of those. It's not too early to book your Christmas party yet. This is an obvious choice here. Jeff, at the end, we've got party bus or party van.
Party bus or party van. Let me see how many points Jeffrey is betting here. Let me just check this out, Jeffrey. He's doing some math in his head. You can hear that big brain whirring. Okay, he is betting that number. Josh, how many are you going to bet?
Max bet.
Max bet. He's rolling out all four. Kevin?
Jeffrey bet three.
Josh, maybe we should let Jeffrey go first, because if Josh wins, it's the end of the game. If he wins or loses, it's the end of the game, right? No,
yeah.
It's tied.
Yeah, we're so used to Jeffrey dominating.
No, it's the end of the game. Let's go. So what we're going to do is we're going to have Jeffrey go first with his three to see what score he posts and then see if Josh can take him down. Jeffrey?
Jeffrey, what was it? A bus or a van here? What was it? I know what Giannotto would say.
Let's go bus.
He's going full bus. Party bus. Go ahead.
All right, going party bus. So that if you're on the bus in speed, there's a bomb rigged up to it, and it will explode if the bus goes less than how many miles per hour?
60.
Oh, it's 50.
Loses 3 points.
So Jeffrey's got
He's
the one.
Down to a single point. Josh, it's make it or it's a hero or a zero, Josh. And here we go. What do you want, party or van? Bus or van?
Let's do party bus.
You're going party bus. The school bus driver on The Simpsons is, what is his name? What's his name, the school bus driver on The Simpsons?
Oh, my God.
God, there's pressure. Some people are made for this moment, and some people aren't, you know? Josh, are you thinking or are you Googling?
We need an answer.
I don't. I don't remember his name.
He doesn't remember
That's
his
it.
Name.
Jeffrey emerges victorious once again in a thriller, an absolute thriller. Hey, Josh, that was great. You were a tremendous contestant. What's the answer, Kevin?
That'd be Otto.
Otto.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, Josh, after someone loses a big game, what happens is reporters walk up to him and they say, so how do you feel?
Yeah.
So, Josh, how do you feel?
Well, you know, I gave it my all. I think we went in with a great game plan, but we just, when it came down to it, didn't execute. So,
we'll
tighten it up, look at the tape, and come back at it next week.
Thank you, Josh. I appreciate it. Kevin Cerritto, we're going to be doing Matching in Memphis tonight. How do people watch that?
Yeah, I like the post-game interview. We need to make this a regular part here. Win or lose. So tonight is Matching in Memphis. It's a virtual game show. We play every Thursday night at 8:30. You can win prizes from Riverside Rye and other places here in Memphis. You can play along live or just watch along live. Muck Sticky will be on the panel tonight. He's on just about every week. Chelsea Chandler's on every other week, so she's back on your panel tonight. We get the debut, Jeff, along with you on the panel, Paula Rayford. She should be fun tonight on the panel. And your colleague from down the hall over at FM 100, Michelle Lewis, is joining us.
Oh,
too.
Well,
so
that'll be fun.
It's going to be a fun group tonight, 8:30. You can watch it at CerritoTrivia.com. You can watch it on YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, or on Facebook, just at Cerrito on all of those.
Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate it, man.
Thank you.
Yep. All right, we have to take a break. Back in a moment, Jeff.
Josh, that was fun.
That was fun, yeah.
Yes.
That was really the best game we've had. Yeah, the best game we've had. Really, there were no losers in that game except for Josh.
Yes, exactly.
We'll take
and
a break.
And I let him lose it.
Back in a moment. Jeff Gawkinshaw, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Sports in the United States have finally mostly returned. Football is back. Major League Baseball is headed toward the playoffs. The MLS season continues. So we got a lot of stuff to sit at home and watch. And if you like me, Gary Parrish, you might want to have a drink while you're watching. And if you like me, New Amsterdam Vodka should be your drink of choice. New Amsterdam Vodka, it's a premium. 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As you surely know by now, it's so smooth you can drink it straight. And yes, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store, and that's because it's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. And if you're into flavored vodkas, understand New Amsterdam offers a variety. Watermelon is the newest flavor. Keep an eye out for that. And don't forget, New Amsterdam also has a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, that's the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name next time you're in a bar, in a restaurant, or in a liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka. That's New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out. On the web, newamsterdamspirits.com.
Hi, I'm Akilah Hughes.
And I'm Gideon Resnick.
Okay, so keeping up with the flood of news every morning is obviously rough, and that is why we're here to help you cut through the chaos and all that clickbait with our podcast, What a Day.
That is right. We are breaking down the biggest news stories of the day to help you understand what matters, why it matters, how you can fix it, what else is going on.
That's right. So new episodes of What a Day come out every morning, Monday through Friday at 5 a.m. Eastern.
You can find it on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your shows.
Sports and scandals, what more could you ask for? I'm Rachel Bonetta.
And I'm Rechna Fruchtbaum.
And every week on our new podcast, Hall of Shame, we'll take each other through some of the biggest scandals in sports history.
From Maria Sharapova's doping scandal to Dennis Rodman's friendship with Kim Jong-un, we'll talk about what happened, why these stories matter, and how they're still relevant today.
New episodes of Hall of Shame come out every Monday. Find it on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your shows.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-262-7044. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-262-7044 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-262-7044. For your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-262-7044.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Then Jeff Calkins mornings. Jason and John middays. Giannotto and Jeffrey. Then Gary Parish afternoons. The Titans, the Vols, the NFL, the SEC, Tigers talk. This is the Mid-South's biggest sports station and the number one place for sports in Memphis. Live on the radio.com app with Rewind, where you can always rewind and listen to our local shows like a DVR. Alexa and smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN.
92.9 ESPN from radio.com.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Waiting around through ups and downs, waiting on something to happen. I just said, that's right.
And all these mommies look fly today. And all we want to do is get by today. Hey, we're going to have a good day. And ain't nobody got to cry today. Because ain't nobody going to die today. Save that trouble for another day. Hey, we're going to have a good
brand
day.
Brand life fresh, new cologne on. Feeling so good, change the colors to my phone. Orange Kool-Aid, go good with Patron. Oh, no, hell no.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. In a minute, we're going to be joined by a mask expert, if you can believe that. That's the, this is 2020 when we talk about masks and stuff. But that'll be just in a little bit. Before that, I did want to say, like, the freaking U.S. Open's happening today in September.
Oh, boy, is it.
What is happening? What is it? This is at Winged Foot, is it not?
It is indeed.
What's Winged Foot look like in September?
Right
any
now,
different than Winged Foot in around Father's Day?
Yes, because it's a little during Father's Day, because of the summer heat, the course has to be watered more, and so it plays a little softer. Right now, this is about as good as Winged Foot can possibly look. It looks pristine. Scoring right now, actually pretty good so far. And Jeff, more importantly, leaderboard quite sexy right now.
Really? A sexy leaderboard?
Oh, yeah.
You know, when we have something sexy to talk about this show, we go right for it. What do we got?
Oh, yeah. Just for in honor of this leaderboard. Yeah. Well, Jeff, sitting atop the leaderboard is, of course, a winner of the World Golf Championships FedEx St. Jude Invitational. Justin Thomas, currently through 12 holes, sits at 4 under, 1 shot back. Patrick Reed, Rory McIlroy at 3 under par. Tiger Woods was at 1 under par, Jeff,
really?
But he did just make a bogey on his 12th hole. He now drops a shot back to even par, but so far, pretty good. Also up there, Webb Simpson, Adam Scott a few shots back. Jordan Spieth kind of was hanging around for a little bit, but now he's up to 3 over par. Davis Thompson is an amateur. Right now, he is 1 shot off the lead, also tied with Reed and McIlroy at 3 under.
How does Tiger look?
Tiger looks pretty good right now. This is encouraging. I was expecting... the weather was looking a little cool, and so that typically hasn't been great, but right now Tiger looks fine. He's had a few bogeys, but he's putting the ball significantly better than he has been. And right now, I've seen nothing that says he'll be out of it.
Well, really interesting. It is. You imagine that ratings will be down for this as well, just because
it's NFL.
As various people pointed out last week, the hours spent watching sports last weekend of all the sports, because we got everything now.
Yeah.
It was a stupendous number of hours spent watching sports. But yes, we got NBA. We have literally the NFL, the NBA playoffs, the U.S. Open. We've had the Kentucky Derby. The NHL playoffs are going on.
Baseball's still going on.
How much left in that season, by the way? Are we in a pennant race now?
I
guess you were in a pennant race from the beginning.
In a 60-game season,
exactly. Every game's a pennant race.
You're definitely in a pennant race. I mean, it's going to go basically for another 3 weeks.
And then the NFL ratings, by the way, were mixed.
Yes,
is the way you would say it. There was not a definitive trend. There were the Buccaneers.
Yeah, the 325
Saints game was giant,
massive.
And then other numbers were about the same. And then other numbers were down. Like the Sunday night game was down.
Correct.
And so it wasn't a people don't like social justice, and so no one's watching NFL weekend.
My theory was for the Sunday night game going down, we're out of shape, Jeff. We're not in football shape, and there was so much good football early, we got tired. And by the time the night game rolled around, everyone was just exhausted. Didn't have enough for the fourth quarter.
A couple other things I did want to get to. Tonight, of course, it is Bengals and Browns. What's the number on that? Are you betting?
I think the Bengals are...
Browns favored by 6?
Browns are favored by 6. I don't know what to make of it. I still did not think the Bengals actually looked good last week. I think it probably said more about the Chargers than
Well, that's the question. How much of last... So last week, you had the Browns getting smashed by the Ravens.
Correct.
And you had the Bengals losing close to the Chargers. Is that really more about the Ravens being a colossus and the Chargers not being very good than it is about the Browns or the Bengals?
I mean, I think the Ravens are awesome, and they're the classic team that when you fall behind to them, you press. Because when you fall behind, they can shorten the game so easily because of how well they run the football. But, I mean, if you look at how that game played out, they had a stupid fake punt, like a fake punt from their own 30 that was just, like, really, really dumb. And then they kind of had clawed their way back into the game, and they have a 3rd and 2. Odell drops the pass. It's a 41-yard field goal. They miss, and then all of a sudden, the boat race was on.
So what are you going to do with tonight's game?
I'm leaning towards the Browns because I don't really believe in the Bengals. But the Browns, I don't know. You know when you see a team?
Mike Francesa had an Odell Beckham trade rumor? I don't know where he said he was going, but he had an Odell Beckham trade rumor.
I mean,
and then see other NFL news. Tiki Barber,
yeah,
said that Saquon may not be an every down back.
I think that's too strong. I think in terms of as an every down runner, I think he is average. I really do. Like in terms of like a, just giving him, like you watch Derrick Henry. The box was loaded against Derrick Henry on Monday night. Derrick Henry's continuously falling forward. Like it feels like he gets stuffed for three. When Saquon gets stuffed, he gets stuffed for a loss of three. With that being said, he's a completely different player. In terms of a playmaker, what he can do in catching the football, his home run ability, he's just a different back.
He does prove the point that you don't draft
at all
running backs high.
And he's been good, but it's just...
Because he's been good, it doesn't move the needle. It makes no difference. Okay, and then the other story before we talk to Suzanne Hobbs about masks is, I don't know if you saw this, there was a bear in the Smoky Mountains that was found eating something.
Not the tiger that was on the loose, right?
This is dangerous over there. I'm so glad I live in...
Exactly.
Don't live near the Smokies.
Very true.
You know? No, a human.
I mean... They're hungry.
A bear was found eating the remains of an Elgin man Friday near a campsite in Great Smoky Mountains National Park in North Carolina. The remains were of Patrick Madura, 43, although it's unclear if he was mauled to death by the bear or died by other means. Backpackers found Madura's remains along Hazel Creek Trail near an unoccupied tent, said in a statement. They saw a nearby bear scavenging the area and left the area to get a cellular signal, and they came back, and the rangers came back, and the bear was, quote-unquote, actively scavenging on the remains. The bear was then euthanized. Because once you get a taste for
then they develop human,
then you're like, oh, snack.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. We're going to talk to Suzanne Hobbs from Boomer Naturals. Can you see if you can get her... on the phone.
Yep, I got it.
I'm joined now by Suzanne Hobbs. She is Director of Communications at U.S.-based Boomer Naturals. You've heard me talking over the last couple of weeks about Boomer Naturals and various spots we've done for them. I will say, I did not expect at the beginning of 2020 to be interviewing someone about masks, but this year has turned out differently than we all expected. So Suzanne Hobbs is going to come on and talk about masks. Suzanne, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. You know, same thing. I never thought that I would be talking about face masks as much as I am, but it is an important topic, and it's something that we want people to know to choose a good face mask.
What did Boomer Naturals do before this?
And we still are a wellness company. We offer really great products that are made from nature that can help you with things like stress and anxiety and sleep better, live with less pain. So we just have some really great products like our number one pain relief roll-on that where we have aches and pains and muscle strain. So we're doing great with those products as we always have. We started right before the pandemic a partnership with Tommy Bahama with those products. Is a good fit for the baby boomer type of generation.
I will say, if you are in the stress, anxiety, and sleepless night business, Boomer Naturals is having a banner year. So Boomer Naturals masks, which we've been talking about, why are, and I will tell you, I've said the words nano silver technology. I do not know what they mean. Why is Boomer Naturals the mask that folks should use?
Yeah, you know, what's great about having three layers, that's the ideal number of layers that you should have based on all of the experts. So three layers will help give you great protection if it's just a regular cloth mask. But when we have ours enhanced with this nano silver, that is meant to kill and block those tiny drops and particles from getting to your nose and mouth. And that's what we need right now is when you're going to wear a mask, don't you want to have the best protection? So nano silver is going to help stop those block and kill those drops and particles.
One of the things that what you have heard typically is that wearing a mask helps other people and them wearing a mask help you. Are you suggesting that this mask also actually protects you and not just other folks?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, there are studies that show that masks help both directions. It helps the wearer, but it also helps the people around the wearer. And so, yeah, when you have those three layers, it's going to block from the outside, but then also as you're breathing and expelling and talking loud or speaking, it's going to help kill and block the particles from going out as well. Yeah, absolutely.
You hear people complaining about not being able to breathe or being uncomfortable or whatever. Obviously, that's a high priority for you all who make masks. How do you get over that obstacle? And how breathable are these?
Yeah, it's a great question because that's one thing we hear so often from our customers is that they have finally found the face mask that they feel like they can wear, you know, so they seek out the Boomer Naturals masks because of the breathability and the comfort on the face. I love to hand people a mask and videotape them taking off their old mask, putting on one of ours and getting their reaction because they throw the other one on the ground and they say, I'm done with that. This is so soft on my face. Wow. And I can breathe for the first time. And that's important. So we've done lab testing to show that these are 99.9% breathable, but also different lab testing shows that these are the same number, 99.9% antimicrobial, which again shows how protective they are from those tiny drops and particles. So we're really proud of the Boomer Naturals masks because of that nano silver. And we need everybody to ask for those when you go into CVS. Ask for those nano silver masks.
I know you have all sorts of different designs. You have gaiters too. And are gaiters, I mean, I suspect it doesn't matter in terms of protection whether it's a gaiter or a mask. It's just it's a preference thing. I've never used a gaiter. Do you do gaiters as well?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we have two-layer nano-silver neck gaiters, and our masks are three layers. So you're going to get good nano-silver protection either direction you go. But a lot of people, you know, those that are in sports and different things like those neck gaiters, we have those in adult and child sizes. Just like our masks, we have them in six different sizes because everybody's face is different. So you want to have a mask that fits your face. And so we have different sizes for everybody. And, yeah, like you said, so many fun different patterns and colors so you can kind of express yourself as well.
I'm talking to Suzanne Hobbs from Boomer Naturals. I know you guys are doing a cool thing where you're donating masks as part of this effort. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. And we just committed to donate another 100,000 masks to nonprofits and charities. So we're getting close to 250,000 masks donated across the country. We've had nonprofits and charities like, you know, children's hospitals, Boys and Girls Clubs, and homeless shelters and veterans organizations reaching out to us and asking for help. So for every online order, we're able to donate one mask for that order. So yeah, if you go to boomernaturals.com, we can get an order shipped out to you right away, or for convenience, you can just stop by your local CVS pharmacy.
How long do these masks last?
Great question, because that's important for people to understand is that nano silver isn't going to last forever. These are meant to last with hand washing, or you can put it in a washing machine, but just quick hand washing at the end of each day of use, up to 30 full days of use, and then just replace it with a new mask. And we charge very affordable prices because we know that you might want to replace these if you want the nano silver to be at its highest protection level. If not, then you can continue to just wear it as a cloth mask. But a lot of people are looking for that nano silver.
All right. So the places you get them, boomernaturals.com, or you can order them online, or you can wander into your local CVS and get them there. Is that right?
Absolutely. Yep.
All right. Well, Suzanne, you're awfully nice to join us. Appreciate it. And best of luck with these masks. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thanks,
Suzanne.
Stay safe, everybody.
Yep. That is Suzanne Hobbs from Boomer Naturals. That was one that I never expected to be
yes.
mask interviews.
Yes.
What else is any other? What else is coming up here on 92.9 FM ESPN?
Let's tell you what's coming up next here, Jeff.
Here's what's coming up next.
John Clayton, the professor, is going to join Jason and John at 11:25. Jason Smith will join us at 3:25 on Giannotto and Jeffrey. Drew Hill hosting today, the Gary Parrish Show. Ricky O'Donnell will join him at 4:25. Jeff joins them at 5 o'clock.
Hey, Jeffrey, congratulations on another great effort today.
You know what, Jeff? We're just,
I mean,
we feel very fortunate.
I mean, you kind of backed into it. Like, I hate to say it, you missed your last question. He then bet more points, and
Jeff, it's called
strategy.
And you
emerged because his math was bad.
Whose game plan was better?
Yeah, you had a better game plan.
I mean,
you had a better game plan.
They don't ask how,
we will be back tomorrow, I swear. And, but for now, we got to get out of here. Our work is done.
Memphis and the Mid-South's number one place for sports and the home of Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Weekday mornings, 5 a.m. till 9 a.m. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, live on the radio.com app.
Bugs bugging you? Call Allied Termite and Pest for a free inspection today, 754-0454. Stop a pest problem in its tracks and ask about the Allied Guarantee. Prompt, reliable. Allied Termite and Pest. Call them today, 754-0454.
If you've ever been thinking about selling your home, now is the time. And there's no better team to call than the Live Love Memphis Group at RE/MAX Experts. They're licensed in Tennessee and Mississippi.
Call Jennifer Carstensen today at 901-410-8818. Visit livelovememphis.com.
Hey, it's Jeff Calkins, and joining me today is Suzanne Hobbs, Director of Communications with Boomer Naturals. It's a U.S.-based wellness company that also offers America's best-selling face masks. Thank you, Suzanne, for joining me today. One thing Boomer does that I just love is your USA company donates masks to various charitable organizations. Could you tell me more?
That's a big part of who we are at Boomer Naturals. We believe in giving back, and so far we've donated over 140,000 masks across the country to homeless shelters, soup kitchens, Native American organizations, veterans groups, places that have reached out and said, we need masks and we can't get them. So for every online order that is placed at BoomerNaturals.com, we are donating one mask for that order. So we appreciate all your listeners helping us continue to help others. And all I have to say is our masks are comfortable and breathable and protective because of that nano silver in all three layers of cloth.
Thanks, Suzanne. For more information and to order, go to BoomerNaturals.com or just stop by your local CVS pharmacy and be sure to ask for Boomer Naturals nano silver masks and gaiters. Boomer's got you covered.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.